It's Thursday, January 28th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Ron Boyd McMillan with Open Doors told Express UK that the Chinese government is becoming increasingly concerned about the growth of Christianity in the country. China has an estimated 97 million Christians. Boyd McMillan said that number could triple to 300 million in just 10 years. He said, quote, "We think the evidence as to why the Chinese church is so targeted is that the leaders are scared of the size of the church and the growth of the church. I think if the church continues to grow like that, then they'll have to share power," end quote. A judge in Belgium acquitted a man this month who was charged for not wearing a mask last summer in a market. The judge ruled the mask mandate enacted by ministerial decree was unconstitutional. Meanwhile, in Spain, over 1,000 people walked through the streets of Madrid last week protesting the country's, quote, "health dictatorship," end quote. Anti-lockdown protests also broke out in the Netherlands and Denmark last week. On Wednesday, Poland began enforcing an anti-abortion court order from last year. Poland's law already bans nearly all abortions, but the recent ruling struck down one of the few exceptions to the ban: the killing of unborn babies with disabilities. Meanwhile, in Honduras, the Congress voted last week to lock in current constitutional bans on abortion and faux-homosexual marriage. The Honduran Constitution currently bans all abortions. During his first week in office, U.S. President Joe Biden signed over 20 executive orders. That's more than any other U.S. president in their first week. The Epoch Times reports that civil rights activists are concerned about the impacts of the Biden administration on religious liberty in education, healthcare, and business. Professor Edward Morse with the Thomas More Society said, quote, "Early indications are troubling. Tumultuous days lie ahead as we wait to see how quickly protections for religious liberty groups won by the Trump administration will be repealed and replaced by coercive measures insensitive to their concerns," end quote. Mike Berry with the First Liberty Institute said, quote, "We anticipate a much more hostile and intrusive government than we experienced during the past 4 years," end quote. Psalm 37 verses 1 through 3 reminds us, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness." The U.S. Senate confirmed Antony Blinken as Biden's Secretary of State on Tuesday. Blinken served as Deputy Secretary of State under the Obama administration. During his confirmation hearing, Blinken said that the State Department would defend the so-called rights of people living sexually perverted lifestyles. Blinken also said that he would ensure U.S. embassies can fly flags in celebration of homosexuality, something the Bible describes as an abomination. 1.2 million California voters have signed a petition to recall the state's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. The campaign has 2 months to amass the required 1.5 million signatures. Newsom has already survived 5 attempts at a recall election. This time, Newsom faces fierce criticism for shutting down the California economy in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Sadly, Newsom's orders have also been used against churches during the pandemic. Proverbs 29 verse 2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when a wicked man rules, the people groan." Pew Research reports that parents spent more time with their children last year compared with 2017. During the coronavirus pandemic, more parents found they spent the right amount of time with their children, and fewer parents found they spent too little time with their children. The trend was especially pronounced among fathers. 46% of fathers said they spent the right amount of time with their children last year, up from 36% in 2017. And finally, NASA astronaut Victor Glover wished the world a good night from the space station earlier this month. Glover tweeted beautiful pictures of the sun, saying, quote, "I love sunrises and sunsets. Can you see the bands of color? They remind me of the scripture in Psalm 30. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. It seems darkest just before sunrise. I wish you all love and light. Good night from the space station. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, January 28th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.